What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Sitting Ringside. As always, I am Robert Villa.
Y'all,
and with me, Mark Ambue Miller and Rudy Lara. How's it going, fellas?
What's up?
It's going good, man. Just another day in the
hood. Hell yeah. Another Thursday night, another episode of Sitting Ringside, which is episode number 141. Awesome show tonight, fellas. We have a badass bare knuckle fighter joining us here in a little bit, Jeremy Pitbull Smith. He is going to be fighting at the BKFC card here in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, which is only, the venue's about 5-10 minutes away from me. I can actually see it from my window here, which is pretty cool. He's going to be fighting a local fighter here, Donald Sanchez. Again, it's Jeremy Smith at BK. He's going to be fighting at BKFC 28, Ferrer versus Starling. It's going to be a badass event. I believe I will be there covering this event. But before that, fellas, let's jump to it and do our quick shout-outs to HKA USA. Go to HKAUSA.com. Show your support to them as they show support to us and to fighters. Also to foxhoundfuel.com, go to their website and use our discount code and get 20% off every single purchase from them, which is FBMMA in all caps. Shout out to Fight TV and our other partners at MMA TV. hit them up. We get the exclusive live streams embedded in our website. The pay-per-views are only like $7. I mean, it's really nothing compared to what you can get on the UFC, and most of these fights are the shit. Lots of action.
Did you say the guys, shit or legit?
The shit. They are the bomb. So, yes.
Damn.
Also, to our new partners at Hayabusa, we have just click on their link. We're actually click on the logo here at the website on the right hand sidebar, and you'll get 10% off boxing gloves using the code 10 off boxing and or 5% using the code Falcon5.
You know, it'd be pretty funny to have a like a super long ass code. Like, use promo code death by 1,000 strikes will strike you down, but only one death will save you from a strike.
Right. And then quick shout out to them because they did send me these Hayabusa boxing gloves.
Oh, nice.
These are fucking dope. I already like used them. They are cherry. They feel fucking solid against the punching bag. I went like about two rounds on the bag just to see how it feels. And man, felt amazing using these gloves.
Just two rounds? Why'd you go 10?
Nah, dude.
Or 15, like the old school boxing days.
I got other things to do, man. And they also come with these deodorizers that you put in the glove when you're
sniff them. Gloves are sniff them loud. Fucking... What's it smell like? Smell like sweat.
Smells like my ball sweat.
Great. Did they come in that scent? If you use code FightBookMMA.
Yep.
You'll get the
whole cafe ball sweat scent.
Yeah, you go. Right. Oh, man. So let's do the quick rundown for the MMA and boxing events that are happening. If my fucking computer can hurry the fuck up here. And there we go. Let's see. Starting tomorrow, our friends over there at Combate Global. It's going to be Combate Global 47. As always, I will be doing the live results. So check them out tomorrow. Also, Bellator 284 Gracie versus Yamauchi and AKA 23 live on Fight. Azteca Fight League also live on Fight. And on August 13th, Shamrock FC Summer Bash live on Fight. And let's not forget the 2022 PFL Playoffs 2. Rory McDonald versus Magomed Umalatov.
That was canceled.
Oh, it was?
He's facing someone else now.
That's right. They did send me something that got rescheduled, and I didn't change it here on my list. So
he's going to face someone else now instead.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Also, Cage Warriors 142. And, of course, UFC on ESPN 41, which we will be doing our usual breakdown and predictions for this fight card. In the boxing realm, the next two fights are going to be live on Fight. Tevin Farmer versus Miki Bay. Undisputed Promotions, Wesley Ferrer versus Jason Velez. And also live on ESPN Plus and ESPN in Las Vegas, Teofimo Lopez versus Pedro Campa. That's going to be a badass fight. If y'all have never seen Teofimo Lopez, you're living under a rock. All right, guys. We got a little bit of time before our guest jumps on. What y'all think about UFC on ESPN 40? What was your final grade?
Perfect 10, bro. Perfect 10. 10 out of 10 finishes from start to finish. It was just action-packed, bro. Even the female fights at the beginning, which I thought might have been sandwich fights of the night, and that's another thing, there was no sandwich of the night fight for me, man.
Exactly. I thought for sure the first one was going to be a total sandwich of the night
for fight. Real,
like, until like at the 1 minute mark of the first round, fucking Myra Bueno just sinks in that arm bar. It was sweet.
Yeah, that was something else, bro. It was a weird way to start it because Egger was, she didn't contest it.
Yeah. You know,
and
yeah,
it was just weird.
Like she just came out of there like, stone face, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, and but she didn't say she did or not.
And what about Brian Battle, dude, coming out there with that super fucking head kick? That dude just looks like his. I mean, not to be mean, but his body just looks weird. You know, he's built weird, which isn't a bad thing. It's just I don't know, when you fight a guy like that, it's you look at them awkward, like, well, how's this guy gonna hit me? You know, because he just has really long arms, bro. Like really, really just weird long arms, and he's just built weird, bro.
He is.
And he just head kicked the shit out of Sato, man. And poor Sam Alvey gets cut from the UFC after that beating he took.
Dude. Well, that we'll talk about Sam Alvey later on in our outside the cage news. But yeah, bro, poor Sam Alvey got the pink slip.
Terrence McKinney,
but, hey, like you said,
awesome, bro.
Dude. A standing neck crank, bro. I think we lost Mark.
Yeah, you know what? One thing, I'll take it back, dude. Maybe there was one sandwich of the night, fight night. And for me, it probably would have been the Brogan Walker versus Juliana Miller, the co-main event. Well, it wasn't the co-main event. It was the main event for the Ultimate Fighter.
Oh, winners. Yeah.
And that one, I don't know, man. I thought it was going to be more of a war, and it wasn't. And Muhammad Usman getting lucky.
Usman, lucky shot. That was a fucking lucky shot, yeah, bro.
He was losing every single second of the fight. Okay, Jeff Neal coming out there and just clobbering Vicente Luque.
Dude. And fucking Jamal Hill, bro, just destroying Thiago Santos. Like you said, this was a 10 out of 10, all finished. It was just a great night of action-packed fights.
Yeah, man.
A couple fights were scratched off this card, which are now for this weekend's card. So we'll talk about that later. But yeah, man. That was dope. This card was pretty awesome, man. Let me let my guest know that he can jump on. Which other fight did you like there, Rude? Oh, I didn't see.
Which other away, fight?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Let me see. I was looking at the fights coming up. Yeah, I mean, Jeff Neal going out there and just pommeling Vicente Luque. It was a beating, bro. That was brutal.
Let's see, which one was a good
performance of the night? Definitely Brian Battle. That's one.
Yeah, dude.
I thought there would have been more awards, but they got Muhammad Usman got performance of the night. Jeff Neal also got performance of the night, and fight of the night was Jamal Hill.
Mm-hmm. Overall, man, like you said, this card just delivered all, like you said, all finishes, which is really rare to see on a UFC card, an all finished fight card. Like, when was the last time we ever saw that? I don't remember.
August 22nd, 2013. UFC on Fox 23. I'm UFC Rain Man. Thank you. Good night.
UFC on Spike.
UFC on Spike. Here we go. Our guests are joining, man.
Right on. Let's wait till your audio connects on my end, Mr. Jeremy, if you hear me right now before we start. Right on. Hey,
how's it going, brother?
Hey, good to you, man.
Good. For everybody that's watching right now and listening later on, our guest is Jeremy Pitbull Smith, a well-rounded fighter with a record of 9 and...
My phone shut down. 11 and 7, actually. 11-7.
A record of 11-7. Well, technology, yeah, for some reason has you at 9-7. I don't know
what the heck is going on. Some of those fights in South Africa were just not great.
Okay.
They were back in the long ago.
So 11-7, but in overall MMA, you have like 50 some fights under your belt.
No, so I've got a lot of I did a lot of Muay Thai as well. So I did. I had 10 wins, 2 losses, and 9 knockouts in K1. Wow. And obviously I stopped. I did amateur first, and then I did about 20 fights amateur. And I swapped over to the professional, and then I went over to MMA, and now I've transitioned over to bare knuckle boxing.
Right on, bro. So you were the EFC champ, the middleweight champ, right?
Middleweight, correct. Yeah.
Right on, man. Mm-hmm. And then you went and fought on one of my all-time favorite promotions, Brave Combat. Brave.
Yeah.
Brave Combat and Fightbook MMA, we work so well together, bro. They just love Fightbook MMA, man.
And Carlos.
That's our boy, man. That's our boy.
Yeah, Carlos Kramer, baby.
Okay, so since we're speaking about Carlos. Since we're talking about Carlos, in all your years of being in the spotlight and fighting in the cage and the ring and the trigon, out of all the announcers, who gets you fired up the most, man?
That guy can get you warmed up for any fight. Let me warm up. He just got a voice. He just carries it. I actually had him make my voicemail greeting when he was in South Africa, or my South African number. He was my voicemail greeting. This was